John 20:24-31, Jesus appears to Thomas. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, give us a spirit of faith to trust you and believe you, even if we don't understand. Give us a heart that hears your words and responds in faith by your grace. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, wasn't with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Meditation question. Why do you think Thomas refused to believe unless he physically touched the wounds of Jesus' hands and side? When the other disciples told Thomas that they had seen the Lord, he said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger into where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Thomas is sometimes called Doubting Thomas because of statements he made like this. I think Thomas would not believe because of man logic. He wanted absolute proof that Jesus was alive before he would believe. It had to be physical, scientific, and beyond question by logical human thinking. Thomas was like Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. He and his wife prayed for a baby for many years. Then one day, an angel appeared to him in the temple and told him they would have a son that God would use powerfully. But Zechariah said, "How can this be?" His prayers were answered, and an angel was talking to him, but he did not believe the angel's words. Because he refused to believe, Zechariah was unable to speak for 9 months until his son was born. Thomas should have believed the disciples and others who reported seeing the resurrected Lord. He should have responded from the heart rather than from his head. He relied on head knowledge rather than on heart knowledge. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and don't rely on your own understanding." Faith means to believe in God even when we do not see and cannot explain with human logic and analysis. Many men and some women get stuck like Thomas in human logic, human reasoning, and human analysis. Verse 26, a week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Meditation question. What had to change in Thomas for him to obey the words Jesus said to him, "Stop doubting and believe"? Jesus showed up in the same house and room a week later, and he said the same thing, "Peace be with you." Then he told Thomas, "Go ahead and put your fingers in my wounds." Jesus was patient with Thomas, but warned him, "Stop doubting and believe." I don't think Thomas could stop doubting and believe just because he put his fingers in Jesus' wounds. He needed a fundamental change in his thinking and understanding of reality. Thomas needed to respond to the Lord in faith from the heart and not be ruled by human logic. I think this happened through this encounter with Jesus. Thomas finally saw who Jesus is and exclaimed, "My Lord and my God." Thomas used Greek titles for Jesus, both of which referred to deity, Lord or Kyrios, and God, Theos. Thomas knew that Jesus was alive and that he is God. Faith is born out of an understanding of who Jesus is. He is the author and finisher of our faith. We cannot get faith through human logic or human reasoning alone. We must see that Jesus is God. He is the ruler and creator of all things. Faith will flow from our hearts when we see Jesus and say, "My Lord and my God." I think this is what Jesus meant when he said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." They believe because they are responding to God from the heart, not because they can explain it or prove it by human logic. Jesus said that they will be blessed. Verse 30. Therefore, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Meditation question. Explain John's purpose in writing the gospel in your own words. How has studying the gospel of John led you to believe in Jesus? How have you received life by believing him? John wrote about the life of Jesus, his teachings, miracles, death, and resurrection so that people would read and believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. He wrote so that people would confess, like Thomas, "My Lord and my God." We receive true life, the life of Jesus, by believing this. John's message and purpose are reflected in almost every chapter of his gospel. I will share just a few examples. John 3:16, God loved the world so much that he gave his only son so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. John 5:24, most certainly I tell you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and doesn't come into judgment but has passed from death to life. John 6:47, most certainly I tell you, he who believes in me has eternal life. John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And John 11:25-26, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will still live, even if he dies. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. John wrote so that non-believers would come to faith in Jesus and receive the gift of eternal life. However, he wrote in verse 31, these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. This also applies to us who have already have faith. We continually receive the life of Jesus by believing him. He wants us to come to him and receive his life daily and moment by moment by trusting him. My challenge is to believe Jesus today. Don't be like Thomas, who was slow to believe. Respond to the words God has spoken to us in the scriptures. We know in our hearts that it is true. Jesus is the Lord of the universe, died for our sins, but rose again on the third day. He is the Savior of the world. You have heard me quote 2 Corinthians 6:2 many times in our study of the Gospel of John. Now is the time of God's favor. Today is the day of salvation. We have studied the Gospel of John together, and most people listening or reading this already have faith in Jesus. How about you? Is Jesus your Lord and Savior? If you have not yet put your faith in Jesus, now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Believe and receive the grace of Jesus today. I also want to challenge everyone to believe for your family and friends. Now is the time of God's favor. Today is the day of salvation. Share the gospel of Christ with them with love and compassion. Trust the Spirit of God to open their hearts and eyes so that they may believe and be saved. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the Gospel of John. You have blessed us so much through this study. You have given us abundant life and eternal life in Jesus. We believe in you. We worship you for your wisdom, love, grace, and mercy. May many people receive your words and receive your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.